The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's a piece I hope you will enjoy from my friend and colleague, Michael Medved.
The Chicago story is one of those things that grabbed me particularly hard because we had covered a demonstration last week that was held by people who were protesting violence in Chicago, and they stopped traffic at Lakeshore Drive and Belmont, and then they marched up to Wrigley Field to try to spoil the fun for Cubs fans. Cubs a little bit more competitive this year than the White Sox. Yeah, the Southsiders are not doing well. But look, the idea was that people were saying, well, we have so much pain, we have so much pain, and we want to reduce violence, and we want to reduce violence, and they marched, and they marched. And they marched in the north side of Chicago. Why? Because they said, we want to redistribute the pain. We don't want all the pain to be... Okay, how did that work out? 71 dead. 71 shot, 11 dead in Chicago over the weekend. And it's astonishing. At least 71 people were shot, including 10 fatally, over the weekend in Chicago, marking a chilling spasm of violence for a city that has struggled with murders and shootings in recent years, even as the national homicide rate hovers near historic lows. Police are also investigating an 11th murder, a 32-year-old woman who was found dead around 9 p.m. Sunday in a bathtub with her hands and feet bound. Police did not reveal how the woman was slain. The numbers, when you look at it, and by the way, they say that virtually all of these killings, and perhaps all of them, are gang-related. In fact, here is the statement from Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who obviously is in a world of trouble because of this diabolical crime situation. Here was the mayor trying to explain it.
You can talk about the weather, but the weather didn't pull the trigger. And you can talk about jobs, and they count. But in parts of the city where there aren't jobs, people did not pull a trigger. There are values. There are too many guns on the street. Too many people with criminal records on the street. And there is a shortage of values about what is right, what is wrong, what is acceptable, what is condoned, and what is condemned.
Okay. And by the way, Mayor Emanuel can point out, and did, that as terrible as this is, Chicago, with more than 300 murders, has more than any other American city this year. And with 11 murders and 71 shooting victims over a 60-hour period from Friday at dusk until Monday morning, that's a brief period. You're talking about more than one shooting victim per hour somewhere in the city. It's appalling. And the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, went on to say this.
And we as a city, in every corner, have an accountability and a responsibility. If you know who did this, be a neighbor. Speak up. Neighbors, come together. The city will be with you shoulder to shoulder. But this is not about alone, how many police, where were they? The superintendent will take accountability for that. This is not about how many summer jobs, investments. We will do that, and we have more to do, much more to do. But there's something more at stake. And all of us know that this is not Chicago, what we saw. Therefore, all of us who love this city and call it home have a responsibility to heal our neighborhoods.
Okay, this is really not the question, healing our neighborhoods. The question is going after gangs. I'm sorry. There is a series of criminal organizations. And by the way, only they are not predominantly criminal organizations involving illegal immigrants. Some of them are. But regardless of whether they are native born or people who have been in the United States for 300 years, I don't care. The idea of these criminal gangs, one of these shooting victims was 11 years old. This is outrageous. This was the superintendent of police, Eddie Johnson.
You know what I never hear? I hear people holding us accountable all the time. I never hear people saying these individuals out here in the streets need to stop pulling the trigger. I never hear that. I never hear that. They get a pass from everybody, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't. You should be able to gather on your block and have a block club party with not the fear of being gunned down. And it's the same individuals that continuously commit these crimes. Where's the accountability for them?
Okay, obviously the accountability is with you. They need to be arrested. And they talk about 5,000 illegal guns on the streets of Chicago. Okay, they're illegal guns. They're already illegal. And would anyone reasonably oppose some effort by the Chicago police to take the guns out of the hands of people, criminals, who have no right to hold them? Eddie Johnson again.
You think it's easy for me to stand up here and have to talk about this? Because it's not. I don't enjoy this, but I know it's the reality of what we're looking at. So I've made a commitment 2 years ago to make CPD better. We're making progress. But what I'm asking is for the community to step up and do their part also. We can't solve these things without the community. CPD is only as good as the faith that the community has in it. So it's up to me and my command staff to try and repair those relationships in the community. And we're making progress. But at the same time, every societal ill just simply can't be placed at the doorstep of the police department and expect them to handle it. The police department isn't here to raise children. We're not. I can't tell you how many people come up to us talking about their kids and what we can do. No, it's not about what the police department can do. It's about what you should do. You should do. And sometimes it does take a village.
Okay, look, this is fair enough, of course. But they have increased police presence, and that's very important. And again, the kind of people who are protesting against the police as a way of gathering more safety are so totally off base, stopping traffic as they did at the end of last week. Look, the numbers are that murders are down 23% compared to the same point last year, and 19% fewer shooting incidents compared to the same point last year. Okay, but Chicago's still the worst in the country, and it's still devastating. And if you have 71 shooting victims over the course of one weekend, more than one an hour, it is appalling. And all of the reports, and if I am wrong about this, it may be one other, that virtually all of these shootings, all of these murders had some connection with gangs. And getting serious about gangs, that includes a federal, state, local coming after them. Because this has become an alien invading army. And when I say alien, I include people who are native born. And they are mostly probably people who are native born. But whoever they are, the inability to break up these criminal operations, that's exactly what people need to be challenging the Chicago police and the Chicago government with. This problem of a crime rate that is so much higher than the rest of the country. And frankly, some of the demonstrators, some of the social activism doesn't make it better. It makes it worse because it's blaming someone else. The activists who shut down Lakeshore Drive, I mean, which is last week, to express their outrage over Chicago's gun violence. Well, that did a lot of good. Really slowed the gun violence this weekend. It did not. Not with 71 shooting victims. Ira Akri, who is chairman of the Leaders Network Chicago, he's a pastor in the city's west side, said that this weekend's horrific violence underscores that two Chicagos exist. One that is thriving and largely inoculated from the shootings, and another that's been ravaged by disinvestment and indifference from the city's politicians. Chicago's political leadership, Rahm Emanuel and the city council, won't address the poverty that fuels the frustration, anger, and self-hatred, which leads to violence, Akri said. As a concerned citizen and pastor, I am against all forms of violence, urban, domestic, and police violence. But until we confront the institutional economic violence being committed at City Hall, substantial transformation will never take place. How ridiculous is that? How ridiculous is that? Does anyone honestly believe in Chicago or anywhere else that City Hall is deliberately committing, quote, economic violence against the South Side, against troubled neighborhoods? There has been so much money, federal, state, local money, poured into troubled neighborhoods in Chicago. One of the things that I remember, and it's been torn down as I understand it, is I used to work not too far away from Cabrini Green, which was a housing development, public housing in Chicago. It was the project. And it became a huge, festering incubator for crime and for every aspect of social dysfunction. Why? Because it separated this idea of shelter and comfort from work and from cleaning up your act. And the idea that Chicago is suddenly going to get better by some kind of doling out of money, when the problem, as this pastor I'm sure recognizes, is what the mayor said it was a problem of values. Is that the real problem here? The city just doesn't give enough money to troubled neighborhoods? Talk about gangs and replacing gangs. We actually had a guest at our Sabbath table who was visiting from Arizona. And he's very active in a group called Young Life. Now, Young Life is a gang for goodness. It's a Christian youth organization. There are youth organizations in every denomination which are an alternative to this. And by the way, there are also flourishing churches in the west side of Chicago and the south side of Chicago in distressed neighborhoods across the country. And I think they try to do a very good job, and some do. But it's somehow not enough. And part of the problem is precisely getting more young people involved in some alternatives. By the way, used to be the Boy Scouts used to play a role like that. You know, Boy Scouts can be a gang, an alternative to a gang. But for kids particularly who are growing up without a father, the idea of trying to find some place where you belong, some family that seems durable and appealing and masculine, that's part of what the gangs provide, aside from a chance at easy money. All right, talking about the ongoing debates about Chicago and the state of Chicago, Teo Hardeman, who was the organizer of a protest last week where they shut down Lakeshore Drive and they hassled people going to the Cubs game, he had this to say about those protests.
Well, this particular Lakeshore Drive shutdown is different because we're shutting down Lakeshore Drive during rush hour traffic. You have a Cubs game. You have a lot of people, just enjoying themselves out there on the north side of Chicago. And the intent is to redistribute the pain in Chicago. We still have over 300 homicides this year already. Over 1,400 people have been shot. And you still have too many police-involved shootings in Chicago. So we must speak truth to power.
Okay. It's too many police-involved shootings compared to the 1,400 shootings altogether. It's a tiny percentage. It's less than 1 out of 1,000, I believe. It might be less than 1 out of 100. Certainly less than 1 out of 100 of these shootings are police-involved shootings. And is there another answer to lowering violence other than more policing? That's what they did between this year and last year, and now they need to do more of it. And again, to try to rally the community to any extent that you can to get them behind the police.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. I want to talk to you for a moment about a group I've done work with for years, ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. You've seen how your freedom is under attack? Go to townhallreview.com to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhallreview.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.